on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the Taoiseach has questioned why the world is turning a blind eye to starving Palestinians. There's been a drop in the number of people on the life register in Donegal. A Donegal deputy is calling on the government to intervene to save festivals. It's after C Sessions announced last week that it is not going ahead this year. And 102 defective block homes have been remediated or rebuilt in Donegal so far this year. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Chris Ashmore at about 5:15. First news, the Taoiseach has questioned why the world is turning a blind eye to starving Palestinians. He's been reacting to the activist on the Madeleine flotilla being detained by Israeli forces. Simon Harris described the group's actions as a powerful symbol of the urgent and essential need to end the blockade of humanitarian aid. In the Assembly earlier today, Foyle MLA Mark Durkin urged the executive to speak out against the Israeli actions. He says that no one can justify what is happening in Gaza.
Gaza is dying. Hospitals turned into rubble. Ambulances shelled. Children pulled lifeless from the ruins of homes that once echoed with laughter. A people being starved. This isn't self-defence. This isn't war. This is collective punishment. This is the slaughter of the innocent. The world is watching. And when the world watches and we do nothing, we're not neutral, we're complicit. Desmond Tutu famously said, if you are neutral in situations of injustice, you have chosen the side of the oppressor. It is outrageous that some here and elsewhere have chosen that side, not even through silence, but through statements of support and attempted justification. I urge this executive and governments around the world, all who value justice, all who value life, to condemn these actions unequivocally. Condemn the illegal interception of the Freedom Flotilla. Demand the release of those detained. Support an independent investigation into the atrocities in Gaza. And demand intervention and an immediate end to violence. History will remember not just what was done, but who stayed silent. Let's not be among them.
There's been a drop in the number of people on the live register in Donegal. 7,454 people were signing on in the county last month, down 10% when compared to the same period in 2024. Nationally, there were 167,500 people on the live register in May, down almost 3% on the previous month. Donna Marie Doherty has more.
Kelly Beggs saw the largest decrease of people signing on, with a fall of 23% from 507 to 389. The next largest drop was 17% from 945 to 789 in Dunloe. The Donegal office recorded a decline of 11% of people on the list from 533 to 476. Letterkenny and Ballyshannon had decreases of 10% and 9% respectively, noting a drop from 2,352 to 2,100. And from 935 to 854. Buncrana, meanwhile, dropped to 1,392, marking a descent of 8% from 1,508. Dunfanaghy followed with a 6% drop to 475 from 507. Finally, the Social Welfare Office in Ballybuffet had the smallest decline of 5% from 1,011 to 957.
Police have launched an investigation after the North's agriculture minister revealed he'd received a death threat. The PSNI says it's totally unacceptable that anyone should face such abuse. Minister Andrew Murr says the threat came after discussions about a plan which aims to reduce water pollution.
But things have really taken a disturbing turn when last week, when there was a Zoom call to discuss the NAF proposals and consultation, someone decided to post a comment.
A Donegal deputy is calling on the government to intervene to save festivals. It comes amid fears for the independent festival scene after C Sessions announced it isn't going ahead and Beyond the Pale was almost pulled days before it's due to start. Deputy Pierce Doherty, who is also a festival director, says it's a huge loss to artists, vendors, stage crews and the local economy. He's urging the government to sit down with gig organisers to work out a way to save the industry.
I've raised this with the previous government. There is a need to have an industry forum to talk about the challenges that are there. The fact that we have lost over 20 festivals in the last number of years isn't just a loss to those who attend festivals, but also there are those bands that aren't going to be playing Croke Park yet that rely on these festivals for their bread and butter. There's light and sound engineers. It's a huge industry.
102 defective block homes have been remediated or rebuilt in Donegal so far this year. Councillor Joy Beard says based on the current rate of works, it will take 178.6 years to rebuild 30,000 properties. She says the snail's pace at which the defective block scheme is progressing is backed by the figures. Councillor Beard told today's 9 till noon show that homeowners are still struggling to overcome elements of the scheme.
Only 30 of those 102 homes have been option one demolished. So in the 5 years that, you know, we've had two schemes running, in that time we've only had 30 homes demolished. And as everybody knows, the science is there now proving that every home has to be demolished, that the homes have been misdiagnosed. So those statistics speak for themselves. As far as why people aren't moving on, Greg, there's a lot of issues that people are facing moving on with this scheme. They're not moving on. There's a cap in place that's hindering a lot of homeowners from moving on. You know, the grant payments are not covering the actual rebuild costs at the moment. Obviously, foundations are not included, which is a concern for families. You know, and again, there's no access to any temporary accommodation. We're in the middle of a housing crisis and we don't even have any temporary accommodation for people to move into. Then there's the big worry about the downgrading, obviously, of options from homeowners' engineers being downgraded by the housing agency. That's causing a lot of concern. People are stressed enough. They don't need to go through that side of things as well, which is happening quite regularly. I suppose we have the excluded properties. You know, I feel for those people that are excluded from this scheme as well. But a big thing is the upfront cost. For anyone that's in a position financially to move on, Greg, they have to have the upfront cost to move on with this scheme.
Meanwhile, a public consultation on the IS 465 standard proposed by the National Standards Authority of Ireland has been extended for a number of weeks. The standard is used for the testing of defective concrete. The extension has been sought by Coleman Legal, the law firm representing thousands of homeowners affected by crumbling blocks. Emily Keegan has more.
The public consultation has been extended by 6 weeks until the 11th of July. Coleman Legal say they made a formal request acting on behalf of homeowners engaged in High Court action. They argued that more time was needed to allow affected families, engineers and advocates to meaningfully engage with the technical revisions. One major concern flagged is in relation to pyrotite. The draft amendment sets the acceptable limit of pyrotite in concrete at 0.3% by volume, which is three times higher than the 0.1% threshold set by the EU standard EN 1741. Coleman Legal are now urging homeowners engaged in the commercial court to make a submission under the public consultation.
A man in his 50s has been arrested in County Monaghan for alleged human trafficking offences. He was arrested by Gardaí this morning and is being detained at a Garda station in the northeastern region. Gardaí are urging anyone who may be a victim of human trafficking to speak with them. They say they're committed to supporting every victim of such offences. There's renewed calls for traffic calming measures in Mull following a collision on Friday evening. A man in his 20s was arrested in connection with a three-vehicle collision at around 8 p.m. One of the drivers, a man in his 60s, was hospitalised. Crack on Mull Facebook page spokesperson Grania says the outcome could have been a lot different.
If the incident that happened this past weekend were repeated, people might not escape as easily. We know there was injured people from the weekend. Thankfully, they're going to recover. But next time, the incident might not allow someone to recover. And that's the worrying part. And I know one of the local businesses where the incident took place have a young son, and their friends had just walked past literally minutes before the incident happened. If those kids had stopped to talk or to play in that area at that time, who knows what the outcome would have been.
Those responsible for a recent spate of vandalism on the walkway linking the Letcher Pitch and Astra with Kilmacrennan Village are being urged to be mindful of their actions. Fencing and lighting was damaged at the facility in recent days. Kilmacrenan Celtic FC say it's disheartening to see behaviour that undermines the shared space. Both incidents are understood to have been reported to Gardaí. Councillor Michael McBride says it's disappointing given the huge community effort it's taken to develop the facility.
You're getting into the time of year now that children are off school, and for a few months now the park will be used more than it does maybe for the rest of the year put together. It's important that the parents feel that they're safe to go down there with their children, and indeed any of the children that's old enough to go there on their own, that they're safe. I'm sure it's a handful of people that's involved in it, but we're just appealing to them just to put a bit of thought into what they're doing, and some appreciation for the people that are putting so much work into it to provide a park in the local community, and it's a great asset there. So that's basically the message we want to get out there today.
The new Cathaoirleach of the Lifford Stranorna Municipal District hopes to see a return of in-person MD meetings. Councillor Martin Harley was today elected to take over the role from Councillor Gary Doherty. Meanwhile, Councillor Patrick McGuigan has been confirmed as last Cathaoirleach. Lifford Stranorna Municipal District meetings have been held online for a number of years now, and Councillor Harley hopes a resolution can be found.
Most of something that we have to discuss with the staff and staff and unions going forward, that this was something that wasn't, it was outside of our reach, but we hope that the staff and the unions will and ourselves come to some arrangement that we can get back in person meetings. And I think it's so important that you're in the room and you build up, especially for our new councillors that came into our Stranorna area last June. So it's important. They have never had an opportunity to have an in-person meeting, and I don't think there's anywhere else in Ireland that is in that position. So I think we need to come to some kind of an arrangement there. So hopefully that can be done going forward.
People Before Profit says independent TDs supporting the government will have to choose between renters or landlords. Under new government proposals, rents in newly built properties will no longer be capped at 2% annually, but will instead be tied to the rate of inflation. Opposition parties say this could result in thousands of evictions, with a Raise the Roof protest planned for next week. People For Profit TD Paul Murphy is calling on government TDs to back renters.
With the likes of Barry Heenan, Gillian O'Toole, who thankfully broke from the government 2 weeks ago on the central bank genocide bonds issue, they need to take the side of the renters, not the side of landlords. The same question is also posed to Fianna Fáil backbenchers, Fine Gael backbenchers. Will they be going into the Dáil Chamber to side with landlords, to side with the idea of increasing rents or even further?
Ordering your club gear is effortless with Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, the Northwest's leading supplier for GAA clubs, at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's time now for all the latest in sport with Chris Ashmore.
Thanks, Michaela. We begin with Gaelic Games, and Donegal's Michael Murphy has been named among the nominees for the PWC GAA Gaelic Players Association Football Player of the Month for May. The Glensulli man was pivotal in Donegal retaining the Ulster title as they edged Armagh once again to win the Anglo-Celt Cup. Derry's Conor Glass, who put in a huge shift in their game with Galway in the All-Ireland Series, and Sam Mulroy, who was inspirational in steering Louth to a first Leinster title in 68 years, are also nominated. Well, the draw for the quarterfinals of the Tailteann Cup was made earlier today. Fermanagh will host Sligo in Enniskillen. Kildare will face Offaly, Wicklow will take on Westmeath, and Limerick will meet Wexford. On this evening's DL debate, after the 7 o'clock news, Brendan Devaney will look forward to the final group game of the All-Ireland Series and to all the possible outcomes as Donegal are in action against Mayo. This week's guests include Irish Times columnist Gordon Manning and former County star John Gilday. Plus, there'll be a special feature on the men in the middle. Two of Donegal's top referees, Enda McFeely and Mark Dorian, will discuss the new rules and their implementation so far this season. In soccer, Everton have offered Seamus Coleman a new contract. The Ireland and Toffees star made just 7 appearances last season because of injury. As a result, the 36-year-old missed out on Ireland's friendlies this month. Everton boss David Moyes has made it clear he is keen for Coleman to remain in the playing squad, and the Killybegs native has also been tipped for a coaching role. Elsewhere, Manchester United have confirmed that Christian Eriksen, Johnny Evans and Victor Lindelof will leave the club when their contracts expire at the end of the month. And Wales's unbeaten run under manager Craig Bellamy will be tested tonight as they face group favourites Belgium in a World Cup qualifier. They go into the game in Brussels with a 2-point advantage at the top of Group J. Kickoff is at 7:45, and Welsh captain Ben Davies says it would be massive if they can get a victory.
I think it's a huge game for both of us, to be honest. We can really take a big step forward if we're able to get a result, and we know the challenges that Belgium can cause us, but it would definitely be nice to walk away from here with 3 points.
Well, Tottenham Hotspur are closing in on making Brentford boss Thomas Frank their next head coach. According to reports, the two London clubs held talks over the weekend, with Spurs expected to match the £10 million release clause in the Danes' current contract. Former manager Ange Postecoglou was sacked on Friday despite their Europa League success. On the local soccer front, the AGM of the Donegal Junior League takes place at its Ballyar headquarters this evening at 7:30. In rugby, Finlay Balaam has been called into the British and Irish Lions squad for this summer's tour to Australia. The Connacht and Ireland prop replaces Xander Fegerson, who has been ruled out due to a calf injury. A number of players are due to travel to Portugal today as Andy Farrell's squad begin their preparations for the trip down under. With Phelan now set to miss Ireland's matches against Georgia and Portugal, Jack Unger has been drafted into the national team squad. In racing, there's a 7-race card at Roscommon this evening. The first race just getting underway there a few minutes ago. Meanwhile, Donegal jockey Oisin Orr has 4 rides at Pontefract in West Yorkshire this evening. In recent days, he's had winners at Epsom and Hamilton. And finally, a charity cycle event of particular note. Donegal cyclist Ronan McLaughlin is set to circumnavigate Ireland by bike, solo and unsupported, in a bid to raise money for food allergy research. The 38-year-old Muff man, who has a string of cycling honours and endurance records, is taking on this challenge for his 6-year-old daughter, who lives with multiple severe food allergies. He departs tomorrow, and his multi-day effort will be known as the Traces of Ireland Challenge. His goal is to raise 30,400 sterling, that's £10, for every kilometre ridden, for research, training and awareness around food allergies. The proceeds will go to the Natasha Allergy Research Foundation, the UK's food allergy charity. And you can donate online by going to the justgiving.com page and input the name Ronan McLaughlin into the search box. That's your Monday evening sport. Don't forget that DL debate, as usual, after the 7 o'clock news.
Thanks, Chris. And returning to some news, Minister of State Charlie McConlogue says the HSE is working to address recruitment shortages. It comes as €1.17 million in funding has been announced for disabled persons grants in Donegal. While funding is being made available, a shortage of occupational therapists is delaying the carrying out of works. Minister McConlogue says he is aware of the ongoing challenges.
There has been challenges recently, and it's something I've been engaging with the HSE in relation to, and I know the HSE are trying to address a number of recruitment challenges at the moment, because obviously the support of an occupational therapist is important, particularly in relation to supports for those with a particular disability, and indeed for people who whose capacities have reduced as they age as well. So that's something that's going to be an important support alongside this, and there has been challenges recently which I know the HSC are working to address.
There needs to be more action than talk in relation to imposing stricter regulations on Airbnbs in Donegal. That's according to Councillor Jimmy Brogan, who says people are being locked out of the rental market, an issue he says is further compounded by short-term letting. He believes Airbnbs should be subject to the same regulations as other businesses.
I have families contact me every week, you know, that can't find somewhere to live, you know. Yet you go on Airbnb and there's hundreds of properties and, you know, there's properties in every town and village in the country, you know, that are lying there empty. And people making, you know, massive amounts of money and on these properties. And that's up to themselves, their property. They can do what they want with it. But I think you need some regulation, you know. You can apply now to build a house. And as soon as you build it, you can rent it out in Airbnb. You know, the planning regulations, you know, state that you have to live in the house, but there's people buying houses and building houses, and they're going straight onto Airbnb, you know. And at the same time, you have families who can't find somewhere to live. You know, so it's just a thing that needs to be regulated far more. You know.
And I suppose, as you said, there are people who own these properties. They have the right to do with them whatever they want. So if you had maybe to outline some of the regulations that you think would be effective here, what would they look like?
Well, if you build a hotel, for instance, you pay a development charge. I think it's something like €600 or €700 per room. But the first four rooms aren't counted, you know, and development charges. You know, at the end of the day, you know, you plan to build rental accommodation, you should have to, you know, you shouldn't be fit to use the rental accommodation unless that's what was planned for it. Like, you know, if you want to change your house into a shop or something else, you have to apply for a planner for a change of use. You know, and I think if you want to turn your house into an Airbnb, you should have to apply for planner permission for it as well.
Women are facing significant delays in accessing free hormone replacement therapy. It comes just a week after the government launched its new scheme providing prescription HRT medications free of charge with a medical or drugs payments scheme card. While 93% of pharmacies have signed up to the scheme, the Irish Pharmacy Union says supply chain issues are leaving some women waiting weeks for treatment. IPU President Donegal-based pharmacist Tom Murray says medicine shortages are not exclusive to HRT.
The two most popular brands, Estradot and Everil, they're both short in nearly every strength. I know that from the manufacturer of Estradot, they've said that to get sustainable supply, we could be looking at mid-2026. Talk to the local pharmacist to assure them where and when they can get their product. And the pharmacist will talk to other pharmacists. And so we have networks where we ask people who has this in stock and we help each other. We will do all we can.
For weather now, cloudy with outbreaks of rain and drizzle, persistent and heavy at times this evening. Mostly cloudy with outbreaks of rain and drizzle tonight also, and lowest temperatures of 8 to 10 degrees. The closing headlines this evening. The Taoiseach has questioned why the world is turning a blind eye to starving Palestinians. He's been reacting to the activists on the Madeleine flotilla being detained by Israeli forces. There's been a drop in the number of people on the live register in Donegal. 7,454 people were signing on in the county last month, down 10% when compared to the same period in 2024. A Donegal deputy is calling on the government to intervene to save festivals. It comes amid fears for the independent festival scene after C Sessions announced it isn't going ahead this year. And 102 defective block homes have been remediated or rebuilt in Donegal so far this year. Councillor Joy Beard says based on the current rate of work, it will take 178.6 years to rebuild 30,000 properties. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website at highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Monday evening, the 9th of June. The death has taken place of Barry Joyce, Pillar Park, Buncrana. Barry's remains are reposing at his late residence. House private pleas tonight, open tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 10:15, going to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The funeral can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, please. The death has taken place of Susan Monaghan, née Campbell, 5 Marlborough Avenue, Derry, reposing at her home. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 10:30, going to St Eugene's Cathedral for 10 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by interment in the city cemetery. The death has taken place of Pat O'Connor, Milltown, Mallon Road, Carndonagh, reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on 10:45 on Wednesday morning, going to Sacred Heart Church, Carndonagh for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Requiem Mass can be viewed live on the parish webcam. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to Carndonagh Community Hospice Fund, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral directors. The death has taken place of Peter Wilson, Creevy, Carrigart. Peter is reposing at his late residence until 10 o'clock tonight. Removal from there to Carrigart Presbyterian Church for service of thanksgiving at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Family time, please, before the funeral tomorrow. family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to ICU, Letterkenny and Galway, care of any family member or Seamus Gallagher, funeral director. And the death has taken place of Charlie McElwee, Letcher Brick, Clohan, formerly of Philadelphia, USA. Charlie's remains are reposing at his home. Rosary at 10 o'clock tonight with family time, please, from after the rosary and before the funeral. The funeral mass will take place at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning in St. Joseph's Church, Letcher Brick, with burial afterwards in the family plot in Kilwerris Cemetery. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.